Let's just do it.
Alright. Rolling.
Holy smokes. A minute. We were just talking. I'm pretty nervous, to be honest. I've never really... I've done like Facebook lives of myself and stuff, obviously, so I'm not like uncomfortable with the camera, but it's like the pressure of like having interesting conversations that I think people might be interested in having.
Yeah. So, wait, I mean, if we just would have been recording like 15 minutes ago, we would have had plenty of content.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
I told them, they're like, so how far are we going with this podcast? What's really going on here? I'm like, well, PG-13. I was like, if you need to drop the F-bomb, then maybe do it. I don't know. That's the thing. So, okay, the name of the podcast is The High Five with Gage Hartman. This is episode number one. This is exciting. I'm excited to have these guys on here. I hope to do this at least once a week, have different guests on every time, me interviewing different people, and yeah, try to keep it interesting, try to keep it very organic, authentic. I feel like that's kind of a popular thing now with media, is just being like real, essentially.
Yeah, yeah. We don't want to be scripted, like, and boring. Nobody wants
right,
to listen.
Right, that's the thing. And that's what I was telling these guys as well, is I don't really have a script, like a script of questions that I'm going to be asking them. I just have like some hot topics that I think would be fun to talk about. Right. and we're just gonna basically have a conversation and see where it goes. So this is Matt, this is Alex. You guys may, or some of you may have seen the videos they do. They
hopefully.
Right, yeah.
They the have, algorithms work.
They, what would you guys call it, a media?
It's a media platform.
Maybe,
right.
Yeah,
kind yeah. of. So they this is kind of inspired by what they do. So they interview people and they keep it pretty much business-based. They have business owners around the Twin Ports area and they ask them questions about their business and this and that. So watching them do it, I thought, you know what that sounds, or that looks really fun. I want to do something like that. Mine's not necessarily business-based. It, literally the conversation can go anywhere, but kind of got me excited to watch it. So.
Yeah.
An imitation is the most heartfelt form of flattery.
I promised I wouldn't cry.
Soft spot. But yeah.
So no, it felt appropriate to have you guys on the first one because I've been watching that. So maybe let's just start with you talking a little bit about building the dream, kind of how you got into it, where you hope to take it, things like that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I love that story. I love telling that story. So it actually started from. Well, there's a group that we're in with Gage,
right?
With what, 10 other people that are all maybe,
yeah,
maybe not quite. No,
we'll
like
say
that.
A concrete 7 with it, like
yeah,
a,
it's
like a swampy 8. It's not that they're bad, but they're just like they're there, but they're not always there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So of people in just different professional backgrounds,
right?
And so Matt and I had the idea to, you know, get a. Like a recording or like show what those people do on a day-to-day basis. Because I know what a real estate agent does. I know a real estate agent sells houses, right. But I don't necessarily know what you do on a daily basis. So we thought that would be cool to see.
Yeah.
And we came and pitched that idea to the group and they thought it was cool. But
we turned it down.
They
I thought it was
down.
Cool. I didn't
it was like, oh, I don't have time.
I didn't want to do it. And I did, no, I did.
You were kind of on board. You were more lukewarm than everybody.
Yeah, no, I was. I thought it was cool. I just didn't want to do it. Like they
there
they,
it is.
They thought,
and look, here we are.
Hello, who wants to do it now?
Now we're on the high five.
Yeah, Gage see, Hartman look at that. That's the kind of person that I am. no, yeah, but I was like I always thought it would be a cool idea, and it's something that like I respect you guys for actually like seeing something and then like going for it. Because everyone like I do it all the time. Even I'm like, oh, this is the idea. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go do this, and then I wake up the next day. I'm like, oh my god, what am I gonna eat for breakfast?
Yeah, right.
So it's cool that you actually went for it.
Yeah.
But, so like, where do you plan to take it? What is it gonna are you gonna do with it?
Hopefully, we end up sprouting into an actual business where we're collecting revenue. Right now, the interviews are more of like a foot in the door to get involved with people.
Yeah.
Eventually, we want to make it into an advertising and marketing company where we take over people's social profiles and their internet assets and be able to optimize and drive them leads and produce income clients for them.
Yeah.
Which is where the real money would be.
Yeah. So you want to get rich off of it?
I don't know if I necessarily want to get rich. I want to leave my current job, that's for sure.
Oh, man.
I love science, but, you know, I would rather be doing something.
Is this you putting in your 2-week notice?
Well, if we get 7 clients in the next 10 days,
I'm nervous right now.
local Duluth employee becomes homeless.
Yeah, exactly. But hey, with my first episode, I can get somebody unemployed. This is going to be like the sickest podcast ever.
I can see the YouTube headline now.
I know. That I might even put in there, Matt's planning on quitting his job, episode number one.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Exactly. So you...
Yeah, I mean, we want to grow it.
Right.
So there's... I feel like there's enough value in it, you know, for people to get their story out there. And the other thing is it brings familiarity to these businesses.
Right.
You know, if you are going to go to a place, it's either because of convenience or familiarity.
Yeah.
If you're hungry at 2:30 in the morning, you go to McDonald's because it's open. That's convenient.
Yeah, it's quick, too.
You know, if your dad owns a mechanic shop, you go there because it's familiar. So if we can
right.
kind of give everybody a little piece of...
So that's what you're trying to do for these other businesses.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to kind of portray, is get a little piece of their personality out there so people right. are familiar with who they're doing business.
Are you doing anything right now to monetize it?
Yeah, so we have a couple... paid clients, and then we've done
that's
some like
trades.
Products. Oh well, yeah, we've done.
I saw you're selling dollar stickers.
Some.
Did you sell any of those?
Did we sell any?
Yeah.
Oh, all of them. I have none left.
How many? Like six or seven.
At least 60.
No way, really?
Yes.
For a dollar a piece?
He's a hustler.
I like it. I'm not going to lie. When you put those out, I was talking smack about your stickers. I was like, who's going to pay a dollar for a sticker? I wouldn't do it.
You know what?
Have you seen that design?
I've been really...
Who wouldn't want that design?
Okay. Well, let's... I don't know if we're going to do plugs on here.
And it's not even...
I might have to cut that out.
Billions.
Yeah, give me $30 worth of stickers.
It's not even about the money with that. Like, we bottom and everything, but it's about it's a principle. Like, people are supporting us. Like,
yeah, no, I get that.
So
I do.
Like, there would be people that would hopefully give us a dollar and not receive a sticker in return because they're just trying to support us, right?
Like a
donation.
So you're taking donations now?
Yeah. I mean,
did you start a?
We just started taking donations.
She started GoFundMe. I saw some girl's car broke down and she started a GoFundMe. And
that's the same one that nobody contributed to.
I know. And that's so tough. Like, these kind of things happen to people. So I feel like it's
like a cry for help.
Because I feel like my car breaks down like every other day. And if I ever put out a GoFundMe,
you'd get roasted on social media if you posted something like that.
Yeah, I think I would on social media, but my biggest concern would be what people are saying, not on social media.
Oh,
because, they'd like really, Gage, you're going to ask for, donations.
$120 to fix a flat tire?
Exactly. Listen, everyone has to get an oil change every couple of months. Why do I got to pay for yours?
Yeah, right. So, I mean, we want to turn it into a full-fledged business.
Like full-time.
If I could wake up every day and just know that, hey, I've got 3 interviews scheduled today.
Yeah.
We've got a meeting with this person about optimizing their website. Man, I would absolutely love that.
You think it'll branch out, like, outside of the Twin Ports?
That's what we were kind of hoping on.
Milwaukee,
and that's why
something?
We followed the name scheme that we did, Building the Dream Duluth. To be able to
that's
offer.
Right. That's the name of it.
Yeah, so we could.
Well, do you do different branches, like Building the Dream Albuquerque or something like that?
So eventually, if we can find somebody that's interested, it probably won't be Matt and Alex Building the Dream Albuquerque.
Albuquerque.
It might be Jose and
John.
We have to cut this.
That's unbelievable. I thought we were going PG-13, and then
that's a name. You read standardized tests, you see all sorts of names.
that is true. It's a little racist.
But maybe we're the racist.
It's a random sampling.
I don't know. It just seems like a coincidence.
Statistically viable.
They do
to be
have
to use.
Very high Latino crowd there. You know what I mean? What do you think? Like percentage of New Mexico that's Mexican folks? What do you think that is?
Probably, I've honestly never
maybe 20%. I was there one time. I was there for about 35 minutes.
Did you count?
How many Mexican people I saw?
I was thinking the percentage.
Oh, okay.
Random sample.
If you had to guess.
No, I don't know. I would guess, I think throughout the U.S. it's like 2 or 3%. So maybe it's more like 20 down there, you know.
I think Albuquerque, and I'm thinking like Billy Bob's, you know. Corn dog stand.
Yeah. That was like the first controversial thing I think it's been said on the podcast. I'm, I'm pretty hyped about that, to be honest. That's kind of sweet. That's another headliner. Matt keeps coming out with headliners and things that I can get clickbait for.
But anyway, we do eventually, if we do see the success in our area, know that there's enough stories out there of people that aren't being told and people who aren't being highlighted that deserve to be.
Right.
So we actually were reached out by somebody in Minneapolis who really appreciated what we were doing and thought, hey, I thought about the same thing.
Right.
You guys are doing it awesome. Maybe in the future we can work together.
Mm-hmm. So they're not doing it currently. No. Oh, they're thinking of doing it.
Yeah. They had the idea and they're like, wow, somebody finally did it. We actually had someone from Duluth reach out to us too.
Yep.
That was like, hey, I love what you guys are doing. I'm glad somebody finally ran with the idea. I had it for a couple of years.
Yeah,
but
right.
So busy.
Everybody says that.
Yeah. Like, see, oh, that's yeah. What
well,
you're
but saying this guy's actually dude's in the media phony. Business too. So.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no way to know unless he's got it written and dated on.
No,
he's
because like totalized. I don't want to say that I thought of the idea as well, but well, like
wow,
a year ago,
go.
Okay, so like a year, I'm obsessed with like Conan O'Brien and like guys like that that are like interviewing people. I'm like, man, that'd be so cool if you could like interview people, but like on a local basis, because like I love seeing like him have like, I don't know who Conan has on, like Mark Wahlberg or whatever, and like interviewing like, whoa, I know that guy, he's famous. So I'm like, it'd be sweet if you could do it on a local level, like you see like a city councilor or whatever on the show, and you're like, whoa, I see that person,
that
I know that
idea.
Person.
That,
so like, I'm like, oh, I should do that. And
you
I asked,
interview people
I, well,
local.
I asked somebody about it. I'm like, do you think this is a good idea? He's like, that's gonna be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And I was like, all right, I'm not gonna do it then. So I literally asked one person, and he said it was dumb. So I was like, okay, well then.
Back to that random sample, you gotta ask more.
I know. I should have just done it. You can't listen to what everyone thinks. Everything's dumb all the time.
Exactly.
I mean, you guys, the rest of the group,
I thought
not
it was
necessarily
cool.
You.
I thought it was cool. You know, I thought it was cool, but I didn't do it.
Hey, there's some guy that was like, hey, let's take this blanket and we'll put sleeves on it, and now we have the Snuggie, and that dude's worth a couple $1 million. So
yeah, probably more than that. Those
well,
things are
yeah,
huge.
I mean,
you can get camel Snuggies, you can get ones with hoods.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you look like you're in a cult, but...
yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I wonder how that sounded in the mic. By the way, we got these little mini microphones I'm actually pretty excited about. I asked, I got my cameraman Casey back there. He's got all the equipment and stuff, so like we got these lights and stuff set up. I feel like I'm on the set of like Conan O'Brien. It's sweet. And we have the little microphones, but I think we're going to do the big ones next time. Because like every podcast you watch, they're like holding the big microphone. I'd like to get one of those swinging arms that you see, you know, that's probably hashtag goals. But,
someday.
Yeah. So okay. So like I said, I had a few hot topics that I wanted to ask you guys' opinion of. The first one. So you see these big companies like Facebook and Google and things like that, and they're taking people's information and they're like monetizing it. So they're taking people's like digital assets, so like the collection of what they're Googling and what they're putting on Facebook, and they're selling it to people. And I know that people get upset about that. And even, I don't know if you saw, Mark Zuckerberg was like getting interviewed in front of Congress or whatever.
Yeah.
The one that they made a
he's
bunch of
getting
memes
grilled
out
on
for
it.
Him being a robot or an alien.
Yeah, exactly. What do you guys think about that? You think that's right? You think they should be able to do that?
You start.
From my perspective, if you're going to put that information out there, somebody's going to record it. It's in the public domain.
Right.
If you say you like puppies on your Facebook profile, then if you see an ad for puppies or for dog collars or something, it's justifiable. You're putting that information out there, and if somebody wants to check in on it, that's okay, in my opinion. But
you think it's dangerous? What if it's like a little 14-year-old girl doesn't know any better? She's like talking about like Home Alone for the weekend.
That's
Netflix.
Different. They're not collecting that information, though, are they? It's not like somebody's curating everyone's post. What they're doing is following behavior. So say you spend more time on a picture of dogs or a video of dogs, and then further on down you start gravitating more towards pit bulls and staying within that niche. Facebook being able to make the connections of your use time based on their own data collection for debugging the app and figuring out performance issues, why not make that a marketed revenue stream? Because that information is very important, and whether or not someone's collecting on Facebook, they're trying to collect that information elsewhere.
Yeah.
And I think it can also be beneficial too for the consumer, you know, going back to the puppies,
you get more
for example.
Targeted ads.
Yeah, if you you know, if you are searching up puppy or like how to train your puppy, whatever it might be, more than likely you just got a puppy, maybe you'll get, you know, ads shown Puppy for ads. Callers. Yeah, stuff that
you might need.
Yeah, stuff that might come up that you might need. I don't think it's really, if you're putting stuff out there, I mean, you put it on the internet, it's basically public knowledge. Other people can find it as well, so.
Right.
And if you don't want them, I don't know about Facebook, but on like internet search history, if you don't want Big Brother watching your ISP checking.
See, that's it too. You got people that are like, they're afraid of like the government and all of that, and they don't want them like collecting all this data. And like, there's a website that I use to sometimes creep on people. It's called people.com, BIPL.com. I shouldn't have said it. I'm trying not to talk about brands because, you know, I'm looking for sponsors. No, okay, so it's called people.com. And you can go on there and you can type in like somebody's address or their name or something like anything like that. And it comes up with this huge list of like everything about this person. Mm-hmm. So like all I need is like first name, last name, put it in, and then it gives you their address, it gives you the names of all of their siblings, it gives you their parents' name, it gives you...
What are you doing with this info, Gage? Are you selling this to marketing agents?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm selling it to the Building the Dream organization.
How to build that email list somehow.
Yeah, just steal it. But it gives you like all their social profiles and all this stuff. So like there was this dude in my office who he doesn't have a Facebook, he has no social media at all. And I ask him, like, why do you not have anything? He's like, because I'm staying under the radar. He's like, you guys are getting followed by the man, he said, I'm just waiting for like the apocalypse to come. And he's like, I can go AWOL. And he said, I'm gonna be a survivor. But I'm like, okay, let's give this a shot. So I typed.
He worked in your office?
He works in my office.
Okay.
If he owns any tangible property that has his name tied to a deed, to a title, to anything, he's in the system already.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying he was just sitting on the curb outside your office drinking a bottle of
whiskey. No, I wasn't just like grilling random dudes. You thought about the man lately? What you been putting on Facebook? No, I know. So I put his name in, and then I showed him the results, and it had... It had his wife's name, it had his wife's siblings, it had his siblings, it had his parents' name. It didn't have his children's names because they were under 18, but as soon as they turn 18, their names would have been uploaded to it. And then it had every house that he's ever lived in his entire life, starting from when he was born. Like, he's like, I was born in that house. And it had literally every single one of them. So he was like, go! That's stupid, and he like stormed off.
And then he immediately went and made a Facebook.
Yeah, he's like, I'm freaking getting a Tinder account right now.
It's been holding out for so long. You know what's funny though is I think even like if this was a conversation with like our parents, for example, it would be entirely different.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was honestly, because I completely agree with what you guys said, but yeah. I was kind of hoping that you would have like a different opinion, I guess. But like I totally agree. Like when you're on Facebook, you can't be mad at putting something on Facebook and then Facebook profiting.
Yeah.
Exactly.
From that.
You're using it for free. That's how they keep it free.
Right. And that's where like, well, now here I am talking about Toyota Tacomas and next thing you know, a Toyota Tacoma pops up in my feed. I was like, why are you mad about it? And
they're like, exactly.
I was like, it's perfect. It's like the ads that you're getting are more relevant to your life. So it seems like a convenient thing. Like you said, like the kitty, like next thing you know, you got a pooper scooper popping up on your thing, and it's just like it seems like it's convenience.
Although one interesting thing though is you don't know how much back end control they actually have too.
That's true too, because other people can find your information and use it potentially in more malicious ways rather than just trying to market something to you. Well, there's something with the data breach. There was something where actually I don't remember off the top of my head now, but I mean there is things that you can use to make inferences that aren't as white hat. Say you find a bunch of people that, or say like a terrorist organization finds that information, finds that this many people are planning to attend this local event. Use that into a more malicious.
So you're against it? You don't think we should be able to do it?
No, I
you think they should shut Facebook down?
No.
Just looking for another headliner.
Oh, man. But, I mean, there, and you don't know, like, a lot of times people, they have no idea, like, the privacy is out the window these days. Like there's basically zero privacy anymore.
But that's just, I don't know if that's true. Like I feel like there's the same amount of privacy that there's always been, but the only like, but now
well, information is more accessible to everybody.
You just need to understand that everything that you put on the internet, like it's out there. Like you can't be mad that somebody found your Facebook profile or like,
no, exactly.
Even if you have like a private account or whatever, like everything you put out there, you should be like, I'm sharing
this
with the entire planet.
Yep.
And see, the thing is going back to the generational difference, we were brought up saying, don't put anything on the internet that you wouldn't want to see in 50 years.
Yeah, that's very true, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think that like older generations like are less likely to do that. I feel like people that like just downloaded their Facebook when they're like 49 years old, they're putting everything. I don't think that they quite. Oh God! I'm gonna get yelled at already. I don't think they get it. Is
well,
what
think
I'm
about
saying.
When you first started
like,
Facebook, though. Back
that's
to
thing.
Those first
is
posts.
Is like when I was like 13 or whatever, and I got my first one? I look at what I posted, and it's like ramen noodles.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
It's like
had a great day.
It's something like that. But like, I feel like these—I don't want to call them old people, but I feel like these old people are—they're kind of doing that. Like they'll put something on Facebook, and the thing that makes me the most angry is all of these other old people will be cheering them on, whatever they're doing. So they'll be like, got a new pair of puddle boots today. And then there literally will be 9 comments on it of like, wow, great to hear from you, Janelle. Love your boots. Hope everything's well.
Like, thanks, Chrissy. Like, they sign it like it's a letter.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, man.
We can see who it's from.
I don't want to out him, but my grandpa does that. He says, he puts a comment, and then he says, Larry at the bottom. I'm like, God. Grandpa, they know
on,
your name is right there. But no, that's—I don't think they get it. I don't think they completely understand
yeah,
it yet.
Like you said, like that, we used to do that too. Like I
no,
my,
for sure.
My like probably one of my first like MySpace statuses ever. Like it shows your name, and I put like. It would so it would say Alex because it's a is hungry and like I typed in is hungry.
I did that too. Yeah.
I made that myself. It's like, yeah. I mean, yeah. Like we're learning, but yeah. If you're not used to it, like the older generation, yeah, they're gonna
right.
do some weird shit for a while.
I used to do that too. The best was like, you're trying to like get somebody's attention or something like that. Like you had like a girlfriend or something, like maybe in 9th grade, and you wanted to put out a thing that wasn't obviously directed at her, but maybe would catch her attention. Like Gage Hartman is feeling stressed. Or something like a 13-year-old sit in my room like, God, this chick's bumming me out. How do I get her attention? And let her know that she's hurting me.
Quote some
like
song
I feel like I used to do something like, yeah, no, quote song.
Oh,
lyrics.
That was, yeah.
Oh,
that
what's
was
this about?
Thing.
Oh, don't
yeah.
worry.
Yeah, no. Exactly. None of your business. Stay off my MySpace profile, thanks.
You're not even on my top 8.
Yeah, that was the thing, too.
That was so many friendships.
That would make or break my day. It really would. Because I'd get moved to the top sometimes. People's lists, and they'd be like, oh, my God, this is huge. I'm like, I didn't know we were that good of friends.
Right?
Next thing you know, I'm number one on MySpace. And then I'd check the next day, and I'm like down to 7 or 8. And I'm
like, yeah, what did I do?
Like, what happened?
What did I
or
do?
Like you got into a fight at school or said
yeah,
something
it was
wrong?
Like I figured that my shirt didn't match my pants. I didn't think it was that big of a freaking deal.
Gage was notorious for not matching in high school.
I still am. I'm terrible.
He'd wear orange shorts and blue shirts, and it was...
I am bad. I'm still bad. I was bad. I'm bad at wearing wrinkly clothes, too. I do it all the time. I have an iron at my house, and I use it for, like, my dress clothes, but, like, my other clothes, what happens is I'll dry it, and then I'll put it in my hamper, and I leave it for, like, 48 hours minimum, and then I take it out, and it's all crunchy, so I lay it over things, and I use what's called the gravity iron. So when you lay it like over like a pair of pants, like over your door, I mean it takes a couple days, but it'll flatten out pretty good.
You take a wet washcloth, throw it in the dryer for 10 minutes with your wrinkly shirt, you're
but
good
then
to
I'm
go.
Back to square one, you know what I mean? I'm
what do you
I mean, just like leave it
back at that point.
Okay, if
I mean,
I'm ever in a pinch, I'll do that for like one outfit. Like if I need to throw on like a t-shirt and jeans and they're all wrinkly, throw it in there for 10
if
minutes.
If I'm in a pinch, I will iron it.
I've got a game changer.
I mean
for
the gravity iron is it's an investment of time is what it is.
They make a spray. I don't remember who makes it.
Don't say their name anyway.
I'm never going to be able to monetize this podcast.
Anyway, they make this spray that's fabric softener, water, and some wrinkle-releasing technology.
No.
Yeah, and you just spray it on your clothes, you stretch it, and then you shake it out,
and
hang it for like
takes
not
a couple
even
days,
a minute.
Or it's pretty
no,
quick?
Instant.
It's not instant,
yes,
is it?
Yes, it is. I can put a shirt on, spray it on my body, and like move myself around. And by the time I get to work, I don't have wrinkles. I obviously didn't do it today.
So
but
they're selling you a bottle of water.
No,
that's what that is.
It's only half water. Half of it's something that smells good. And
did you look at the ingredient list? Just to
yeah.
be sure.
I look at, as regulatory compliance, I look at every ingredient list.
Regulatory compliance or what?
Who do you work for?
Matt told us specifically not to ask questions about his day job before we started.
He's actually a superhero.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. You know what? Superhero feels like a good transition into my next hot topic that I have, which is something that we talked about the other day, and I'm excited to talk about again. So on September 20th, there's... roughly 4 million people that are planning to storm Area 51.
It's up to 4 already?
It might not be.
Hopefully, by the time this airs.
Hopefully, by the time this goes live, it's at 4, so I don't get grilled.
We might have to wait until like February to post it.
Yeah. Okay. So let's say 3.5, because I'm pretty certain it's at least 3.5 for like interested. Because like I'm actually interested in the group. Like I clicked the little interested button. I didn't say going because I didn't want to like. I didn't want them to wait.
Big brother watching.
I didn't want them to wait for me. You know what I'm saying? Like there's 2.1 million.
There's a list of people.
And they're like, oh shit, where's Gage? Anybody seen Gage? And I'm at home like, oh my god, I didn't.
Bueller?
Next thing you know, it's canceled.
Huddled up in his corner like it should have went.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in Quiznos or whatever. you guys think you would go? Would you go?
Would I go? No.
I would maybe go to see the crowd. I wouldn't participate.
You wouldn't storm.
No.
I don't know what they expect to happen. I honestly don't
know what they expect.
Nobody's going.
That's a good call. How could you say that? It's 3.5 million people.
But the thing is, there's 45 minutes of
what?
Of
travel. Yeah, because where you meet to where you enter the area.
Yeah, that's a long time for people to dip out and say, oh, unless one person just gung-ho leading the whole force and you get the mob mentality going. I feel like people
that's what's gonna have
meet
to be.
There and then kind of just trickle off.
It's going to have to be a mob mentality, I think. Have you seen Braveheart?
I have not. I've seen clips.
Yeah. Okay, Mel Gibson. There's a part in the movie where Mel Gibson's got his face painted, and they all, like, storm it. Like, it's going to have to be... You can't do it organized. Okay, like, you're going in. The thing is if I'm the leader of that group, I stand up, like, on a milk carton or something, or a milk box or whatever, in front of the group, and I'm like, listen, probably 50% of us are going to die. I'm not going to lie. But the other 50%, we're going to get to see aliens.
Clap some alien cheeks.
I'm like, honestly, get your Instagrams ready, because this is going to be some sick content that we're about to snatch.
I don't think anybody's doing it. I think
that's absolutely insane. So you think nobody even shows up?
I feel like
if Mel Gibson leads it, people are going.
Is he on it? Is he on the list? I'm not going to check. I have my Chuck laptop Norris just in case I wanted it. Was he is or was?
I don't know.
He left. They kicked
was.
Him out.
Oh, what? Somebody posted a meme picture that said "Count me in" or whatever, and there's quite a few of those ones floating around.
Oh right,
famous I hear
what you're
people who take candid pictures and then they act like they put like. Snapchat text underneath it.
Yeah. So you wouldn't go because you think it's dangerous, or you think it's dumb, or you think no one's going to show up? And there's one.
There, I mean, there is, and like.
What if 1% shows up?
For one, it's not worth going to jail over. I mean, to be honest, if you get stopped, you get over the fence and you get hassled, and because it's such a media explosive event, they have to make an example.
Would it be like the biggest news that's ever happened, like, ever, though? Like, you say it's not worth going to jail for. What is worth going to jail for? Because finding the first aliens, that's... I don't know, that's kind
of
lit.
Or if it's not aliens and it's a toxic waste dump that they're hiding from the rest of us.
See, there's risks. There's definitely risks. But there's clearly something that they're hiding in there. Like, when they said it, the government or whomever said, like, we're willing to do whatever it takes to protect U.S. assets.
Yeah, use deadly force.
So if they're willing to just flat out just... demolish 3.5 million Americans to protect what's in there. I mean, it's probably something.
Okay, so back to your 1% show up. 1%.
What is it?
30,000?
I don't know. What? I think so. I don't want to do bad math on camera, and everyone's gonna
make fun of me. Let's hope it's 30,000 because I'm not gonna try any harder.
Yeah. Okay. So let's say 30,000.
30,000 shows up. I feel like the government's gonna plan for it. They're not. 30,000 people are not taking Area 51. And what do they bring? They're going up. They're showing up with rocks, and they're running with their arms behind their back.
Oh, some people have guns, don't you think? Would you bring a gun? I think I'd bring a gun.
I mean, if I was
a death wish.
If I was full,
and I would hide it unless I needed it.
If I was
once we got in, and like there's an alien or something, like I don't know. I'd be scared. So like I would have it. I probably wouldn't use it on the soldiers because obviously they'll kill me.
No, they're gonna kill you first. It doesn't matter.
ask questions later.
Yeah. If they do have a crowd of 30,000 coming at them, that's what's happening. The government's taking it down.
They're gonna kill all of them.
Probably. I don't think they're. I don't know. I guess it depends on.
I bet 5,000 survive.
Okay.
And get in.
Okay.
There has been people. I was watching some video of people who actually do this on their YouTube channel normally and like examine the whole layout and like where the airbase is in relationship to the actual Area 51.
So they know it. They know what's going on.
They've seen people that have actually gotten past the gates and
that was like one person, right?
There's been maybe like four at one time.
Planning for this.
But what happens is the camel guys.
The thing is not only do we know this is happening, But the government also knows that.
Yeah, it's they've already issued.
They should set the group to private mode.
They should have set.
Yeah, exactly. Trump will be like, "Crap, take it in."
And then they change the date.
Yeah, exactly. You change it to.
You go a week. You go a week earlier, or
no? You go a day after, I think, because they're gonna be expecting it that day, and when like midnight hits and nothing happens, you're like, "Wow, we did it. They called it off." Everyone goes home and they celebrate
but
the
I think
win.
I think they'll still be. I think they'll still be around. You want to go either? Give it like a.
So
week.
So you think you got to give it more time?
Yeah.
Maybe just yeah. September 20th, 2020. Maybe a whole year. Oof. That's too long. You'll lose interest. People will not.
Nobody's gonna show up.
Yeah. Like, oh crap! I forgot to put it on my calendar.
But listen to this. Back to the idea of Facebook collecting information.
Right.
Do you think that somebody is using the information made from this event, and this person made it up entirely for that reason?
Wait, what?
You never know how viral it's gonna go.
Well,
no.
I
well,
mean,
did you see the video of the dude that
on Barstool?
Yeah,
I didn't. See
yeah,
it.
The dude that did it.
No, what happened?
He, he's like a geeky looking dude.
Well,
yeah,
he was wearing all Naruto
yeah,
stuff. That was a Naruto.
What is it? Is a Naruto like a Japanese character or something like that? Like
he's
a like
anime
an anime
character.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ninjutsu.
Yeah, exactly. So he had like a bandana and like a cape or whatever, and he said like he basically just created it like for fun, and he said everyone's gonna Naruto run, which is it's the run where you like
yeah that's what I'm saying
it's like that kind of thing, and then
you
run towards
faster.
It. So he like created yeah okay
and
it,
yeah, that's a little
it's actually part of
wait a minute
you run quieter, it's easier to keep your steps concealed than when you're just regular out running.
But do you are you sacrificing speed for quietness at that point?
I don't know if you're necessarily sacrificing speed, but you're sacrificing balance.
So you think if 30,000 people were doing the Naruto run, and
nobody
it'd be quiet. You could hear a field mouse probably scurrying around. Yeah, something's going on out there, but I can't hear squat. So, I mean, he created it as a joke, but I mean, I'm sure he's made like a ton of money. Are you saying that he alone like did it just to make money off of it?
I'm saying that's a possibility, is that he could have had
yeah.
ulterior motives to making this, or somebody else is now looking into that to find it. Like, we had looked the other day to see if there were people selling merch about it, and people were.
Yeah,
but there could
yeah,
have been
yeah.
people
no, we looked
to scalp
at that.
That.
What were some of the...
Clapping alien cheeks on a bro tank.
Yeah, was that what it said?
Shoot me in your gay.
yeah, that's what it said.
We might have to be careful with that.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want to be too controversial, like starting out. No, he's definitely made a ton of money on it, but he doesn't seem like the kind of, I mean, I don't want to judge him, but like, he doesn't seem like the kind of person to plan it. Maybe
yeah.
he's a genius. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Maybe
well,
he's totally got me fooled. Here we are talking about
well,
it.
And do you guys remember so there's also like, this is going to sound like super conspiracy theorist kind of thing, but...
Oh, nice.
Like
that's perfect
Facebook.
For the podcast.
Well, do you remember the 10-year challenge where you post a picture of yourself?
Yeah.
Oh,
now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just like the new aging thing.
Right?
Yeah.
They said
yeah.
the Russians did it.
Yeah. Same. Like, so
was that a fact
that
the Russians definitely do that?
I have no idea if that was true or not.
Know,
somebody see, somebody could make that up and it would spread like wildfire.
Someone just said, like, Russians probably had us do this, LOL. And then immediately, like, 16 million people were freaking out that
yeah.
they just gave.
Well, and that's what I'm saying is, like, those kind of things, like, people spread one rumor. Like, there was a rumor that Facebook made the 10-year challenge or whatever, where you post a picture of yourself from before,
right.
like from 10 years back, and then now, and now they have an updated profile of everyone's picture, and they can track it for aging, but like, I mean, that's pretty wild.
I have a tough time thinking of like a negative there, again. This is kind of like, again, going back
well,
to like the Facebook thing. Like,
yeah,
what's
yeah.
the like, what's the bad part of that?
I could see good thing, they could be able to calibrate technology and AI to be able to identify what people would look like missing people, say they've been missing for 5 years, you get a better representation of what you anticipate them to look like.
So you think that Facebook would sell information like that? Like that they would create a company like solely based off of aging, like aging people's faces,
yeah,
selling it to like the government or something?
You could build a tool. I don't know if you could build necessarily a company that sells that, but you could build a tool that is calibrated based on information that you're collecting.
You think they're trying to create people? With all this information, you think they're creating like AI people? Is what I'm saying.
What do you mean by AI people?
So I mean, like,
it's not
like,
a person; it's artificial.
Well, no, like robots, though. But they're like collecting all this information. They're putting the AI into it, and like they're trying to create like robot people.
No,
there's already what I mean?
there's probably already people that are robots out there. We see them every day. We just don't realize it because they've got all this information. They've got 10 years of data.
Of course,
they've already made it.
Did you see like? I think it was even Facebook. They like created like. An AI, like an AI thing, I guess. And they just like let it go and like see how fast it like learned and started to do that. Mm-hmm. And it within like 2 minutes, it like created its own language and like started to code different things and like reach out to like other like platforms and stuff and like immediately started to try to just consume the entire internet. So they immediately like flipped the switch and shut it off.
Oh, I never heard about that.
Yeah, no, I geeked out one day. It was like 1 a.m. and I was on YouTube and I was just looking at like AI stuff and like I read a story on that. And then I watched a video of, they had two robots and each artificially intelligent. Except one was like an evil robot, and the other was, I guess, a good robot. And they set up a debate between these two robots. So like one robot was debating why they should defeat the human race, and then the other robot was defending the human race, saying no, they created us. And it was like an intelligent conversation that these two robots that like looked like humanoid type creatures were having with each other. So
was there a TED Talk about this?
I don't know. I don't often watch the TED Talks. I think they're kind of lame, honestly. You know what? I don't think I like them.
It depends on the speaker and it depends on the setting. Okay, a lot of the TEDx things are actually really interesting.
What's the difference between a TED Talk and a TEDx?
TED is organized by the company. TEDx is organized by...
The guy's name is Ted? Theodore, probably?
Theodore, I don't know. I don't know where the acronym comes from.
It is an acronym.
It might be. Okay. But the TEDx are individually organized. So say a university wants to hold a TED Talk, they can record it and then send it in to be on the official TEDx YouTube channel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whereas only official ones sanctioned by them go on the actual TED channel. See a lot of off-the-wall topics that wouldn't make it to the mainstream TED, so it's really interesting.
Yeah.
But you also have to question what they're saying, too, because if it's not good enough to be vetted,
it's like Wikipedia.
TED. Yeah, but nowadays Wikipedia is, it gets such a bad rap because what it took to get to where it is now is a bunch of people just crap posting saying, oh, this guy's 30 years old and he's actually 50. And
George Washington's a jerk or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Now that they have a big enough community of moderators and I think they're now starting to incorporate some...
Keep a closer eye on it.
Yeah. Now it's what the creator intended it to be, as a collective area that's constantly improving and changing, and it just took a while to get there. So I feel like now kids in high school, teachers probably aren't as strict on saying don't use Wikipedia as your source.
That was huge. Yeah. Like you could not use Wikipedia as a source when you're writing a paper in high school.
But the thing is, you use Wikipedia to find the sources that they use to make that, and then use those sources.
Right. Okay, so I told you guys before we started this that I was going to have, I think I'm going to have a segment with every episode that I do that's special news of the day. So like before we started, I Googled like something that happened today that I thought was interesting or that people might have an opinion on. And the news that I found was that this morning on an American Airlines flight, there was a woman's, what are they called? The little dogs, the emotional support dogs. There was a woman's emotional support dog that bit and injured one of the flight attendants on the flight.
Here's your crackers.
I wish I knew.
They didn't say what kind of dog it was. So let's assume it's like a medium-sized. What's like a good medium size?
30, 40 pounds.
Right. So what kind of dog is that? Like a little...
Border collie.
Border collie. Yeah. So just envision a border collie. Like a woman handing someone her coffee, border collie nearly tears her arm off.
Mild exaggeration.
Yeah, exactly. So this, of course, brings up a conversation of, are these emotional support dogs legit? Or is it like...
There's a lot of people who definitely benefit.
Scam the system.
Well, that too.
I think so.
I see it as a lot of people do depend on that, that relationship.
So you're pro ES dog.
I am, but it's very loose to be able to get a certification.
Yeah.
Side note, they had a small list of the animals that they will allow to bring on American Airlines flights as support animals, one of which is a miniature horse.
Okay, but do you remember?
Can you imagine?
Rob Dyrdek bringing his horse on?
I don't remember.
You think they keep it in the cockpit?
I don't remember which airline it was, but do you remember that little girl had to flush her hamster down the toilet because they didn't allow it on the plane?
No.
Okay, so yep. You can look it up if you want to, but
that's right. I have the computer. So I have the computer. I don't want to.
Yeah. So this girl, she was younger. I don't remember exact age. I want to say like 15 to like 20 or so. had an emotional support hamster.
Right? I didn't see that one on the list.
Yeah. It was, no, it wasn't on the list. Right? And they were like, no, you got to get rid of the hamster. And they're, you know, 30,000 feet, not miles, up in the sky.
They didn't discover until she was on the plane? What did TSA do, like, when she was going through?
That's a good point. How'd she get through the thing?
You keistered it?
Yeah, she must have keistered it.
But, hopefully yeah, it was a and they were like, no, you got to get rid of the hamster. And they made her... So that poor hamster had to take a 30,000 foot fall.
Is that what happens though when you flush the toilet? I'm 24 and I still don't know for sure. Like every time,
where's your poop going to play?
That's what I'm wondering too. Like it makes almost just as much sense for me to envision like me flushing it and all of a sudden everything just falls. So I don't know where it goes. So no, let's say
this is gonna make us sound so dumb.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man, never gonna monetize this podcast.
It's literally a Google away. We're just like, well,
you're right. This is actually worth a Google.
It probably does just fall from the sky.
I'm gonna Google this. We're gonna get to the bottom of it.
We're very fortunate to never have been hit by.
So anyway,
United
Space Turds.
Yeah. Matt, you're a hard supporter of the ES dogs, is what you're saying.
I don't know where emotional support ends and actual service animal starts.
What do you think would warrant an emotional support dog?
I mean, there's a lot of people who suffer from PTSD, and I know someone personally that having a dog when he has night terrors calms him down, licks his hand, and he comes out of it.
I'm sorry. This is why I was actually concerned about having the computer on here, because I got a Google and I just Googled the sentence, where does airplane poo go? I didn't know what to Google, so I put that in. I haven't read it. Let's see what it says. From the lavatory, the waste travels through the plane's pipes to the rear of the plane and remains in a tank that can only be accessed from the exterior. Okay, so the obvious answer, it gets stored on the plane.
Like an RV.
They don't shoot it out like some kind of sick bomb. Okay, I'm sorry.
So back to the hamster. The hamster's done.
Either way, the hamster's not
How can you make somebody do that?
I feel like they should have put it like in a little cage, though. You know what I mean?
And like give it to him at the.
Kept it like under a seat.
Yeah. Well.
It's a hamster. I mean, it's not even biting anybody.
Yeah. It's not like exactly. It's not like an ISIS hamster or something. It doesn't.
Well, that's not true.
Maybe it was. Yeah. A little terrorist hamster.
That's it. Everybody down.
But then there were those dogs that died too because they were put in the overhead compartment.
Yeah, that was their fault though.
The dogs?
I wouldn't have known that. Not the dogs. The people that had the dogs. But I guess at the same time, I wouldn't have known. Because what is the deal? They get like airtight in the pockets up there. You know what I'm saying? Because they put it up in the in the storage thing, and then they died because they didn't have any air.
Just the
overhead bins.
Where you put your suitcase.
Yeah.
Right.
They put the dogs up there. Dogs died.
Dogs died. Well, yeah, because like I think that when you close it, like it like vacuums air out of it or something. I think that's what happened. Awesome. I would Google it, but I'm afraid to Google anything.
No more airplane Googling.
So what are you thinking? You a ES supporter?
Okay, so I don't have anybody that's really close to me that uses emotional support animal for a legitimate reason.
There's a few people I know that just
I know a lot of people that like in college will, you know, they'll go into a doctor and get a note that just says, hey, I need this, when in reality they just wanted to have a dog or a cat or something. And
no,
they don't
ever said no.
It's like before weed was legal in a lot of places. Like you'd go get like a medical marijuana card and you'd tell them you have headaches or whatever.
But yeah.
Like I feel like it's.
So I think, I mean, I have no problem with it, but I just think it needs to be, you know, because, I mean, let's say that it is like the landlord situation, and that landlord doesn't allow pets, and that dog ends up, you know, chewing up your carpet or, you know, wrecking something that's going to cost a bunch of money, and they just did it because they want to have a pet, like.
That would make me so angry, like, as a landlord, if somebody came in, because, like, it's an animal inside, like, it's going to go pee-pee or poo-poo on the carpet eventually. It's going to do it, yeah, I'm trying to wind things down here, Matt and his racial slurs, and...
How is it named? By saying the name is racist, that's being racist.
It was the intent that you had behind it. I'm just kidding.
I'm on an island.
I'm just kidding. It's fine. I just think it's funny that you said Jose. Honestly, I think...
For the record, Gage is 12.5% Mexican, so we're okay.
I am. That's true. I am 12.5%. Supposedly, I haven't done the 23andMe thing. I want to do it. I'm just too impatient. The thought of, like, sending the tube in and then I got to wait 3 months is, like... I don't like ordering things on Amazon.
I can't wait two days.
I can't do it. I will pay 25% more in the price if that means I don't have to wait 48 hours because it's going to be the worst 2 days of my life. I have zero patience at all. So waiting 3 months. I need somebody to do it to me and I don't know about it. Like when I'm asleep, if somebody just came and like scraped my tongue or something like that and then sent it in and then surprised me with it, that would be fantastic. But I kind of think
longer,
that...
You know, the longer you don't do it, the longer you have to wait for the results.
See,
like,
and that's
if you
the
just
thing.
Would have done it 3 months ago, the results would have been here today.
Well, I had the same conversation with somebody in February. I was like, I want to do it. I just don't want to wait. But had I done it, I would have had it for like 4 or 5 already. Months by now. Yeah, I know. That's it's frustrating. I think that the...
What are your thoughts on that?
I think the ES dog thing, I think it's a load of crap.
Yeah?
I think it's BS. Yeah. I hate it.
But is it hurting you by having somebody take their dog?
It hurt the flight attendant.
Well, that's...
She was just trying to do her job. Next thing you know, she's got an artificial limb, probably. Well, again, we don't know how big the dog was, but I know they allow miniature horses on there. So it could have been, like a dangerous yeah. animal. Like a, like a mastiff
Who
or something like
that. Who would want to sit on a plane for 4 hours with a horse?
I mean, that's right now, if they want an emotional support, with recycled air?
I know. I'm genuinely curious about where they would put it.
It doesn't matter. If they want an emotional support horse, they can bring their emotional support horse on the plane.
I just don't. Yeah, a lot of the older generations are complaining about how soft people are. Like, everyone's so soft nowadays. And for the most part, I think they're all crazy people.
Yeah.
But this is one subject where I'm like, seriously, right. You're so, like, you got to bring your cat with you. When you go on vacation to Boise, or you're just gonna fall apart at the seams, and maybe it's just because I haven't seen it firsthand. So maybe I'm just totally ignorant to the thing. Because I guess I don't know. I don't know somebody. I haven't had a conversation. But I right now the way I see it, I can't imagine like being so unstable that like again, if Snickers doesn't come along, I'm gonna be in the fetal position or something like that. Or if I don't bring my horse named Buckle or whatever.
Buckle.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah. I mean, obviously, if it's like a blind person and it's like a dog in like that.
But those dogs have certain qualifications to make them an actual service animal.
And there aren't any qualifications for an emotional support. Like you can just go.
I don't believe there.
You
is.
Can go buy a cat.
Well, there's nothing that they can measure to like.
That's what I'm saying. Is you can just go. Yeah. You can buy a cat or a dog, and you can say, "Oh, this is my emotional support dog," and then they register it, and then you can all of a sudden bring it into your house where the landlord previously didn't allow pets.
Yeah.
No,
and I have a miniature horse in the living room.
Named Buckle.
Yeah, named
Buckle.
Easy.
I think they need to maybe tighten down.
But there's just like there's the conversation of like, so I said if you're blind that's cool, but if you say that you need the cat that's not cool. But some people might argue like, well, just because you can't see my
disability
or whatever doesn't mean it doesn't exist. But gosh, it just makes it really tough. It makes it really tough for me to like envision what that person is going through, where they again can't, like they force somebody to bring a miniature horse into their house because they can't live without Buckle.
Yeah.
And again, maybe I'm totally ignorant to it, but I don't. I think that's crazy.
Yeah.
I think that's nuts. The dog bit the lady on the. She was attacked.
Yeah.
It could have been an exaggerated headline too. Say. I don't know what the headline was, but I mean,
I think it was just
nipped at her.
It was like flight attendant gets bit on the plane. So when I said she had a fake or an artificial limb, I made
that
up. But it's a possibility because they didn't say that it didn't happen. So now, like, I don't know. That's tough. But then, like, who's to say that one animal is suited to be an emotional support animal?
Yeah, why can't
separate from another?
Because
maybe they have. Yeah, well, yeah, that as well. Like the kind of animal. Like if I'm gonna bring a falcon on the plane. Versus
that hamster was going to be done for.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Sir, please flush your falcon down the toilet. You can't have him on plane.
Well, and then you get you'll get like somebody brings on an emotional support falcon, the other person has a hamster.
Yeah.
That hamster getting picked
like,
off.
Like, it's like, this is not Noah's Ark. I don't know what the heck he thought this was, but you can't just start. But we have like a. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
We've got Predator and Prey on the plane. Could you imagine if the pilot said that? I just wanted to give everybody a heads up. We have both Predator and Prey on this plane. So we are in for quite a ride.
We're filming a live episode of Animal Planet.
I think the list was honestly, though, it was dogs, cats, and miniature horse. Like, there was
you made it seem like there was, like, a lot.
I know, and but I think those were the only three, so you couldn't bring a falcon, and it would be tougher.
Somebody went to court and was like, look, dog, cat doesn't do it for me. Like, I need a horse.
Something like that must have happened.
Nobody, they didn't just, like, automatically, like, that is not an assumed pet.
Right.
Like, that's not a common domesticated pet. Somebody was like, look, I need a horse. And they're like, okay, you can bring a horse.
If you didn't bring one of those three animals on a plane, what would you guys want to bring?
If I was going to pick my own animal?
Yeah.
I don't know, a tiger?
A tiger would be cool. But as a pet?
Hey, man, I want the window seats.
Just think about what you need for emotional support on that plane.
I'm good with my iPad. Maybe I'm in the same boat as you.
Yeah. I don't know what I would want. I was trying to think. I don't know, maybe something nice and that would sit still so I can pet it.
Like something cut, like a sloth, maybe?
I was going to say sloth. I honestly was thinking sloth because I was thinking they're slow and I can just hang it on my shoulder. I could even probably wrap it around my neck. Use it as one of those neck wraps or whatever. And then also
just
pet
the travel
it.
Pillow.
Yeah, and it scratches the back of my neck. What would
and
you bring
that? Whispers into your ear.
Exactly. 20 more minutes.
I don't know if there's anything specific I would bring. I mean, if I'm going somewhere on vacation, I don't want to have to be responsible for my pet. Like right. My dog, Chester, I wouldn't want to take him somewhere where I would have to watch him if I was on the beach or in a hotel because he's a monster.
Right.
He goes crazy, and then it's just one more thing to be responsible for.
Maybe like a chimpanzee, though?
Like a finger monkey, maybe?
No.
No, you'll lose it or you'll step on it or something. Yeah.
Or somebody else will step on
it. Pinkies up all the time. You'll keep your finger monkey handy.
No, see, you can't walk around with a finger monkey everywhere.
Yeah, no.
I think you do a chimpanzee and you put some pants on him and like a shirt. But like, what if my emotional support animal is like another person?
Oh. I mean, people are technically animals, so.
Right.
Matt disappeared all of a sudden.
Matt's gone. I figured he was a little aggressive for what I was trying to put out, I guess, in terms of content. I had to apologize. I did not expect him to be that aggressive. No, I'm just kidding. He had to take off. He had some priorities that he had to go help out. But yeah, so I mean, I guess in closing on that, I'm not crazy about the emotional support thing.
Yeah.
And I think I'm probably 90% against it.
Yeah.
Are you more for it than I am?
Probably more for it, but not 100% for it. I would say like 60% against it, 40% for it, just because I don't know. I've never been in a situation where I've had like, you know, an emotional health or like a health or a mental health issue that has affected me to where I would need it. So I don't know what that's like. So I'm leaving that 40%.
That's a good point.
That's a pretty big chunk.
That's a very progressive way to think. Now I kind of feel like a jerk.
I mean, if a war veteran wants to bring a cat a couple places because he was getting shot at.
I say 90 because I think like probably 10% of them are the only people that like actually need it. So like if you're a war veteran and like you were through like as bad as it gets, like your buddies are getting, I don't know what happens at war, but I assume it's terrible. You go through something like that and you're just crazy mentally unstable. Like I definitely get it actually.
Yeah.
Like if you got a dog, you've had him for 15 years. And you want to bring him to Boise, then I don't know. I get it.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense. But I think a lot of the times, most of the time, that's not what it is.
I would say, yeah. Definitely more of the time, I've got a lot of friends who are just like, yeah, I wanted a cat, but my landlord wouldn't let me get a cat, so I filled out this paperwork, and now
I
got a cat.
See, that's BS.
Yeah.
No. You should have to have, there should be some kind of criteria.
Yeah. I think it's just, that guy that was here was saying is too
loose. Yeah, what was his name again?
I don't really
know. Zach, I think.
Jose?
Yeah, exactly. We should just talk smack about him in a big way. So he's going to watch him and be like, what the heck?
Welcome to Gage's Smackdown.
Yeah. I would love it. Have a logo of me with, like, doing a Smackdown on somebody off the top rope.
We just pick people, unsuspecting guests, and just trash talk them for an hour.
I bring a guest on for a half hour and just act like, yeah, so what's your opinion on this? And then they leave and I freaking tear them apart. Yeah.
You know what?
I don't believe this guy.
You're going to get so much more exposure if you did
eventually
that.
Eventually, it would just be tough to get people on the show.
You'd have to film all the episodes and then let them air like a week at a time, because if people knew, they'd be like, oh, what the?
Like, no, man, we're done with that. I don't do that anymore, I promise. I just want to talk to you. And then like, all right, we're done. This guy.
Did you see that?
Yeah, this dude is bad. So
this is fun, though. I think this is going to be a good
Yeah, this is kind of cool. Like I said, I didn't really know, like, what to expect of the first episode and, like, how it went. I knew that I wanted to just have, like, conversations with people. And I wanted to try to keep it authentic within reason. But, you know, it's got to be, like, entertaining at least a little bit. So, like, sometimes you got to get a little edgy, I think. I think PG-13 is, like, a safe place to live, don't you think?
Yeah, no, I don't think
we're. You think we crossed the line at all today, or you think we could have gone further?
I think we crossed the line a couple times, but we're
gonna. Do you really? Are you scared about it?
No.
I'm kind of scared now. I didn't think we did, but now you said it. Was it the racial thing?
I'm not gonna go back to it. I don't think anybody's gonna, you know, nobody's gonna.
But at the same time, like,
sue you, but
it would just be so boring, like, if it didn't have any edge at all.
Yeah, you have to have.
Like, that's what I was afraid of. I didn't want it to sound like scripted and like fake laughs. I don't think. Ah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like you got to get
it. I think we're safe.
Right.
I think we're safe. I don't think nobody's going to sue you or anything.
Yeah. So. And I think because you guys are already, like, friends of mine, we're, like, it's easier for us to get a little edgier than it will be. Yeah. Than it will be with, like, other people that I'll have on. So, I don't know who else I'm going to have on next. But, I mean, yeah. Like, I'm probably not having this person on. But, like, if I had the mayor on or something like that.
It might be a little different. I would, you know what I would do? I would get a hold of United, or was it United? Who's American
that?
Airlines.
What was the
airline?
Yeah.
Get a hold of the flight attendant.
See, that's what I would love to do that. I think I'm going to be like, I'm going to try to set people up, but like, it's going to be like, I'm going to be like at a bar or something like that.
Yeah.
And like, some guy's going to come up to me and he's going to be just have the wildest opinions on something. And I'm going to be like, dude, please come on my podcast so that we can talk about this in front of a camera and let people watch it.
Oh,
I think that's the kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm going to shoot for. I don't even have, like, people keep asking me, like, oh, what's your niche? Like, what are you going to talk about? What's your niche? I'm like, I don't know, honestly. I don't think I have one. Like, my niche is just, like, just having a conversation, and hopefully people are interested in it. But, no, first one. It was fun. I had a good time.
Yeah.
Any, like, social media? Obviously, Building the Dream. Building the Dream, you want to give that a shout-out? Yeah, where to find you guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're not already following you.
Our friends are probably in similar markets, but yeah, Building the Dream Duluth is that's our website where we talk about all the businesses and kind of their stories and their successes and struggles, and we also get some advice from most of the people, so that's super cool. So yeah, if you're listening to this, you want to check that out, that'd
be
great.
For sure, check it out. And I can't forget about my cameraman Casey behind it. Casey, you got social media?
No,
you don't.
I got a Facebook.
Okay,
we're gonna make you a page.
What's how do you spell your last name?
Flipson Films,
Flipson. Flipson Films.
P-F-L-I-P-S-E-N.
Flipson. Flipson Films. Find him on Facebook.
Welcome to Sesame Street with Gage Harmon.
Yeah, exactly what it is. I'll get better at that, by the way.
We're going to make you a Wikipedia page as soon as we get down here, Casey.
Yeah. No, but seriously, Casey's awesome. We got some sweet lighting equipment and stuff. And again, we have these little microphones. Maybe we try to pull. He specializes in weddings. He loves doing weddings. He does videographer work. But no, it's sweet.
All right. Oh, man. He's doing the thing in the title. I like it. Or do we need to, like, a picture?
Oh, yuck. No, don't hold it. Don't be weird.
You wanted, like,
it.
A picture for the...
Oh, yeah, for the...
What do you call that? Thumbnail.
Thumbnail.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. Nice. I don't think I'll do that. I didn't even think about that until just now. Like, well, I thought about it. I forgot about it, though. I should do a high five at the end of it, because it's the name of the high five with Gage Hartman is the name of the podcast. That's sweet.
Yeah.
All right. I think I'm
kind of regret going in for that second high five.
I think we're good. I think
that's it.
I think we're done-y.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Nice. Nice work.